especially after last year's World Series. And I think he's kind of like a great CEO, but not a great tactician. I think 162 games, big picture stuff, setting the strategy and the culture,
yep.
There's nobody I'd take over him. I personally hate his instincts with pitchers in the regular season, and I think sometimes he outsmarts himself. Mm-hmm. And one thing I wonder, guys, when we're talking about the trend of how using your best pitchers in the high-leverage situations in the fifth inning or seventh inning, right, you know, that's, I think, developed over the last few years. What I wonder if we're seeing is maybe the beginning of people going overboard with that, and if we might not see some manager eventually come back to saying, you know what, I got John Lester on the mound, who's one of the best postseason pitchers of the last 10 years. He gives up a single to Daniel Murphy. Maybe I'll leave him in there because it's John Lester, instead of I'm going to bring in the guy because he's a right-hander. I mean, I think some of that stuff is getting overdone.
Yeah, I agree with you regarding handedness, that making that move regarding handedness is probably something that needs to be reevaluated. Here's the lineup. Just out, the Cubs tonight will go with John Jay leading off in left field. Chris Bryant bats second, he's at third. Anthony Rizzo bats third, he's at first. Wilson Contreras batting cleanup and catching. Albert Elmora Jr. bats fifth, he's in center field. Addison Russell at short, batting sixth. Jason Hayward bats seventh, he's in right. Indeed, Javier Baez is batting eighth, he is at second. Kyle Hendricks is pitching. So the previous caller asked and answered, you don't have to be mad. So Ben Zobrist is not in the starting lineup for the Cubs in the deciding NLDS Game 5 tonight, a game you will hear right here. All kinds of stuff coming your way next as we do In Other News on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Cubs Nationals in the NLDS, a do-or-die Game 5 in Washington tonight. Listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Chicago Wolves scored 10 goals this past weekend in Texas with 3 of the top 10 scorers in the league. The Wolves return home this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Biggest game of the year tonight in Washington as the Nationals host the Cubs for Game 5 of the NLDS, and the Cubs need to find their offense fast. Here's manager Joe Maddon.
We just got to stay in our lane. In other words, not chase. But it's, again, that's easier said than done. That changeup is so spectacular. We chased a lot. We were out of the zone a lot. And if a pitcher can get you outside of the zone, he's going to keep doing that. We have to be better in the zone. We have to force their pitchers in the zone more consistently and not miss your pitch when you see it.
So Kyle Hendricks goes for the Cubs, Gio Gonzalez for the Nationals. Winner goes to L.A. to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. There will be, though, no World Series rematch this year. Yankees eliminated Cleveland from the postseason last night. They'll face Houston in the ALCS. In football, Mitch Trubisky and the Bears just 3 days away from their next game Sunday in Baltimore. Kyle Long sat out of practice today with a sore ankle. And the Blackhawks host Minnesota at the UC tonight. Connor Murphy returns to the lineup. Nick Schmaltz is still out. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And need gear for the postseason? The Score has you covered. Log on to 670thescore.com/shop for your Score t-shirts, long tees, and women's gear to get you ready for another exciting October run. Free shipping from now until October 31st for orders over $45. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Country Financial. Visit countryfinancial.com/simplesteps.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. Day and 12. The
mob. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Oh, there it is. It's time for another news. And shout out to Chris Tannehill, because 18 years ago today, Mos Def's Black on Both Sides debut album was released, and it's one of the greatest, I think, 10 albums that I've ever purchased in my life. And 18 years later, there's a lot that still applies. Check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. All right, Dan, would you like me to go sports or silly first?
Hey, you're the pro.
No. You pick your own ending, or whatever the hell those things were called.
Choose your own adventure. Go silly, because I'm going sports.
All right. This from Fox News. Robert Pattinson, a 41-year-old probationary fireman, had just completed his training at the Firefighter Training Academy and was appointed to Engine 55 in Detroit, Michigan. As a part of the Detroit Firehouse's tradition, Pattinson went to the station to introduce himself to his colleagues and to bring a gift. Quote, it's not mandatory, it's voluntary, 2nd Battalion Chief Sean McCarty told Fox 2. Quote, you come in bearing gifts. The usual gift is donuts, but you're allowed to bring whatever you want to bring in.
Okay.
Pattinson brought a giant watermelon topped with a pink bow. The gift was not received well by his fellow firefighters, 90% of whom are black.
And
resulted in Pattinson's swift termination before he had officially started. Fox 2 reports that several African American firefighters at Engine 55 were offended by the watermelon, which had been used as a racist symbol since the slavery era. Engine 55 firefighter Patrick Trout said Pattinson bringing the watermelon was, quote, probably a bad call. When you get your first detail at a firehouse, you pretty much know what you're getting yourself into. Pattinson reportedly said the watermelon, which was delivered whole and not served, was intended to be a gift, not a joke. However, the fire department decided after an investigation into the incident that the best action was to fire Pattinson. Quote, after a thorough investigation, it was determined that the best course of action was to terminate the employment of this probationary employee. There is zero tolerance for discriminatory behavior inside the Detroit Fire Department. On Saturday, September 30th, 2017, at age of 15, a trial firefighter engaged in an unsatisfactory work behavior, which deemed offensive and racially insensitive to the members of the Detroit Fire Department. Well, what is happening now for young Mr. Pattinson is there are a group of young African-American firefighters who have surrounded his cause, who actually came up in training with him, who are saying, we stand with this young man. I gotta say this, because I know it's such a slippery slope, because you say, you know, too politically correct, and all of a sudden you get the guys like, we should be able to say the N-word anytime we want. But this is one of those things where if I'm in that firehouse and I don't know the guy, or we've had kind of conversation before, I look at it and I go, what? But I know my sense of humor.
Right.
I bust out laughing first.
Sure you do.
Like, I don't know if I call for the guy's firing. I don't know if any of these guys call for his firing. You kind of, and I guess he intended for them to have themselves a cool, refreshing treat. But they did not take it that way, because 9 out of 10 people on this firefighting squad.
That's a bad call. Are African-Americans. Yeah, that's a bad
he
call.
He put a pink bow on a watermelon and brought it to
I've got a new favorite writer at the Lexington Herald Leader.
Okay.
I didn't know that I really had one, but now I do. Longtime Kentucky basketball beat writer Jerry Tipton. I listened to this tape and I saw it, but man, John Calipari, who I generally like,
mm-hmm.
I always refer to him as a likable rogue. John Calipari, he had had it with the questions directed his way about Rick Pitino, about the ongoing, in fact, burgeoning FBI investigation. If you noted, the grand jury is now looking into Oklahoma State, and I can tell you specifically, it is already being used in negative recruiting against Illinois and Brad Underwood.
Yes.
The fact that Oklahoma State is that deeply involved, that anybody that Illinois is in on is hearing that from rival schools. Hey, you don't know what's going to happen with this guy. So it's already going on. But John Calipari, question after question after question, and he had a testy exchange with Jerry Tipton.
Anyone here have a question about my team? Please.
John, one more question about the FBI.
Anybody have a
question? No, wait a minute. This is a media day, not coach day. I am entitled to ask a question.
Ask
you can then deny,
okay.
Not answer,
ask.
Fine. The FBI reportedly has expanded into looking at Nike. Kentucky is a Nike school. What reassurance would you give your fan base, the Big Blue Nation, if they're anxious about what this could mean?
Well, again, you're acting like you know something that I don't know. That
if a fan would put two and two together.
Wait a minute. We don't know what you're saying if it's true. Do we know if it's true?
It's been reported.
Well, that makes it true. I have no comment to it. I mean, there's no one. We haven't been contacted. The NCAA hasn't contacted us. We're going about our business of coaching this team. How about a basketball question? Since it isn't my day.
How about that?
Shout out.
Jerry Tipton, it's not coach day. It's media day.
I wish more people acted that way. And understood that you're not there to be anybody's friend.
He's being a reporter.
He's at, because I'm sure Jerry has said some sterling things about a program who has won a lot of games. So now, time for those questions to be asked. Dan Bernstein, who is...
Skip.
Dan Bernstein, who is the NFL's best defender through, what is it, week six is going to start tonight? So through the first 5 weeks, in your opinion...
Oh, God, like you watched every game.
I didn't say you had to watch every game, you idiot.
Okay, my go-to.
Like, who have you seen this year that's like, yo, this guy performs on
Aaron
a high level?
Aaron Donald.
All right. I'm going to get the guys involved in this. Shep, who do you think has been the best defender through 5 weeks of this NFL season, in your opinion? You know, from the primetime games that you may have viewed, maybe a Bears guy, or maybe a guy going up against the Bears that you watched later on. First 5 weeks, who's played the best defensive football, in your opinion, individually? Just throw out a name there.
Aaron Donald?
I'm thinking you got a local angle here, so I'm going to go Akeem Hicks.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go with an angle that I had 2 years ago on the Spiegel and Goff show, where I thought Joey Bosa and this man would be the best two players in the draft, not just defensive players. Jalen Ramsey, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the young man out of Florida State who got into it last year with Steve Smith, it was a little sassy, too, because he was rolling his eyes. And
I thought you were going to say Hassan Reddick
no,
because it's another one of your guys.
Jalen Ramsey, Dan Bernstein, has not allowed a pass caught over 8 yards through the first 5 weeks of the season.
Whoa.
Jalen Ramsey has a passer rating against, in coverage, of 26.5. Jalen Ramsey is shutting down an entire side of a field for the Jacksonville Jaguars and allowing them to do things that Richard Sherman allowed his team to do, that Darrell Revis in his heyday allowed his team to do, and near I say, Deion Sanders allowed his teams to do in his heyday. He is as good a defender that you'll see in this first quarter of the season. Plus, people were like, put him at safety. Yeah, when he came out, and immediately he shot that down at the combine. He said, I'm a corner. There's no other position I'm going to play. So far, including Von Miller, including Khalil Mack, he is the best defender that I have seen in the NFL. If you don't get a lot of Jacksonville Jaguars games in your system, I'm cool with that. That's fine. They'll jump up on a Thursday night against the Titans at some point here. But Jalen Ramsey is doing work out there.
I don't really have a dog in the fight when it comes to U.S. soccer. I've never really felt strongly. I watch the World Cup. I generally like the teams that are the best in the world at what they do often on that stage. Every 4 years, I pretend to get into it a little bit and try to appreciate the athleticism of some of these teams. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I played for a long time. That was
I forgot about that.
That was my thing. You know, I played competitively for 7 years until everybody got faster, and I never really loved it.
And your Evanston story.
But God, that still scares me.
Apparently, Evanston came up to Deerfield with a spray painted ball.
They were all
black.
It looked like they were kicking bowling balls around. That's
quite the intimidation tactic.
We lost that game the moment they got off the bus.
That's off the bus game.
We were and it was like 8-0 or something. Like that, it was like we lost them. We lost. I think we tied our last game, but we were a bad freshman soccer team.
You're from on the street. Evanston.
But here we go again with all the people who are invested. I talked to my soccer fan friends. One guy said that this loss to Trinidad and Tobago was like an 8U team beating a Major League Baseball team. He said that's how bad it is for a tiny, tiny, tiny little country like that to beat a country of 350 million people or whatever we are. Mm-hmm. And I've read some terrific writing about it. Even though maybe it's because I'm not invested, I've really enjoyed reading about how the developmental system, it gets back to the youth sports conversations we've had, that the U.S. soccer system is designed to make money. It's designed by businessmen to make money. And soak parents for every last check they've got.
And they get it.
Much more than it is designed to actually filter the best talent to the national stage. Because you get Christian Pulisic, and that's it. After that,
what happened?
Nobody.
Freddie Adu.
No, Freddie Adu. That did not happen. But this is one of these things where a lot of people are going to get fired, and a lot of people in governing bodies are going to be on the way out, and there's going to be a lot of think pieces written about how the U.S. has to do this sport completely differently.
And finally, former Saints cornerback Tracy Porter, best known for his game sealing pick six in Super Bowl XLIV, was arrested Tuesday night on battery and drug possession charges. Porter's accused of grabbing a woman by the face and neck in an argument 5 days earlier. The unnamed woman, who WBRZ says is his girlfriend of 2 years, had bruises consistent with her account. Porter admitted to grabbing the woman, but said he was acting in self-defense. Officers also found marijuana and prescription painkillers in Porter's car when he was arrested. Porter, 31, played 9 seasons in the NFL for the Saints, Broncos, Raiders, Redskins, and Bears. Played all 16 for Chicago last season, was cut in April to clear cap space. When Tracy Porter did not return after everyone was saying, look how good a season he had. I'm not saying this was on the horizon, but man.
Thought there was something else that they might have known.
Well, I'm
about.
Just saying, I saw this story. I'm like, yo, this is kind of odd. You know, not seeing it. Of course, NFL players, you know, run into these kinds of things, and we read about them all the time. But I never heard anything bad about Tracy Porter while he was here. And then this kind of story comes up. But it's alleged, and we will see how it plays out.
That is in other news. We gave you the Cubs lineup for tonight. It is an interesting one. We got some reaction to that. A lot of people want to talk also about our discussion regarding Joe Maddon and what tonight means. 312-644-6767. Your phone calls. And you never know when I start pushing buttons, what's going to come out of that box that you're listening to. So keep it here. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Bears fans, Mitch Trubisky will be at it again when the Bears head to Baltimore to tangle with the Ravens. Stick with us as we get you ready for the game on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. Remember when there was that really weird controversy about Steven Strasburg being too sick to pitch game 4 for the Nationals? And then suddenly, after apparently being given a healthy dose of meds and maybe some peer pressure, he was going to give it a shot. Well, he took the ball, and in a postseason where almost no starting pitcher is having any major impact, this guy goes 7 innings, allows 3 hits, no runs, and had a franchise postseason record of 12 strikeouts. Is that good? No, it's great. It's actually incredible. Is it possible to go from a guy who didn't think that he could take the ball in an elimination game because he was sick to a guy who saved his team's season in a matter of hours? I don't know if it is, but if any pitcher could and any one game could do it, it was Strasburg last night. I'm Jim Rome.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price. And that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
No parts.
Be seen. And be heard. The L-Certified by Lexus Full Collection sales event has arrived. featuring an unlimited mileage L-certified warranty and complimentary maintenance plan.
For limited time, get special offers on select pre-owned models.
Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends October 31st. Time restrictions pursuant to L-certified warranty and maintenance plan apply. See your Lexus dealer for details.
Raymond Kia in Antioch is the winning team, and during fall savings time, there has never been a better time to buy. You can't strike out on these deals, like a new 2018 Kia Optima LX, only $78 a month. Raymond Kia gives you the perfect experience. I know personally they have a trusted sales staff that will treat you like family and find the Kia that fits you best at the budget that fits you best. And don't forget that at Raymond Kia, the price you see is the price you pay. Plus, with a 4.8 Google rating, there really is nowhere else to buy. So go visit Raymond Kia on Route 173 in Antioch, the only dealer I recommend, or visit RaymondKia.com. To qualified buyers, stock K9361, 24 months with $29.95 due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and $172.15 dock fee. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile thereafter, expires 10/31/17.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than two times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and EcoBill and AutoPay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without EcoBill and AutoPay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 10/22/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? You can afford Sleep Number. You can't afford another mediocre night's sleep. And right now, get free home delivery on select beds during our fall sale. Plus, our Queen C2 mattress is now only $699. Save $200. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
VAS.
Tomorrow, join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 p.m. at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria, located at 1760 North Farnsworth Avenue in Aurora. Enjoy Bud Light specials, score in Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets to an upcoming game. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
El lanzamiento de Tizaco fue profundo por el derecho. A tres, Bruce. A tres, y la vio pasar. Oh, nuevamente Didi Gregorios con el cuadrangular por el jardín derecho contra Kluber, y los Yankees aumentan la ventaja a tres carreras por una.
Hay que cantarle al curazaleño.
Wow, el Didi Gregorios.
That's more like it, Tanny.
Oh, sounds so much better in Spanish. That's yeah. His name is Ricky Ricardo, indeed. Hey, and that's the Spanish language Yankees broadcast.
Hey, yeah, nah.
I'll take that, right?
Got the Terror Squad in the background. Yeah, I feel you, Tanny. Man, you know what? I heard what Julie had to say, and I know a lot of people think this way, but there's something about excellence that I come to the TV or to your stadium for. I'm here to watch the A-list actors get down. You know, you can have your American Idols. You can have your voice shows.
That's what I told you about the Lyric Opera. I'm That's what I was money. Explaining. No matter what it is, if you know you're the watching best. The best in the world yeah. do what they do, it's
and
a thing.
For so long, that jersey has represented excellence. That hat.
Yep.
That hat is more than baseball now because of what, you know, hip-hop has done for it and to it. I mean, that... Watching CeCe Sabathia do his thing for the first four innings last night, touching 91. I remember 90. We all remember 95, 96.
He's going to change the Hall of Fame discussion. And I tweeted this last night because he bridges old school starting pitcher stats with a new school era.
What's valuable?
Exactly. He's an inflection point. And he creates a fascinating Hall of Fame discussion as things are changing rapidly regarding how we view the career body of work of starting pitchers and the difference between peak value and career value. Talk about Mike Mussina all you want. This guy's still doing it.
Was it the 11th season or the 12th season where he was a Brewer and like pitched every 3 days, which is still one of the greatest long performances, because we always think about moments and snapshots, but one of the greatest long performances that I've ever witnessed, where he goes to a new team. By the way, he could have won the Cy Young in the NL that year, the way he pitched. Was it 08? Damn. Yep. Why am I thinking 11 or 12? In 08, where he goes to the Brewers, and I think he could have won the Cy Young, and he catapults that team into the playoffs, and he's only a rental. I mean, CeCe Sabathia, and what he's been through as well, and it's never been a woe is me vibe with him. Like, you see guys battle addiction or battle thing, you know, abuse issues, or battle their own demons.
His weight.
And battle his weight.
Crunch addiction.
It's never.
So it was.
Idiot.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah, I know. He said he had to get rid of the sugar cereals. But I never got that vibe of feel sorry for me or woe is me or I'm going to fight this. He just did it. He just did. And I know it's a battle every single day for people who have addiction or substance abuse problems. But, man, I was rooting for that guy last night. And he pitched his ass off. And when it was time to go get him, they went and got him.
Segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. In Jefferson, Wisconsin, we find Brad. He is on The Score.
Hi, guys.
Turn your radio down, Brad.
Brad, you got to turn your radio all the way down for us, man.
My bad. Sorry. No problem. But question for you guys. How come last night, since we're struggling to score some runs here, why doesn't anybody willing to lay down a sacrifice bunt or a bunt for hit? I think it would have been the perfect.
Because they're very, very different things. Bunting, really? Bunting, yes, because one
sacrifice, is
sacrifice gives away an out on purpose.
Oh. Sorry, my bad. Just like a bunt for a hit. I mean, to break up Strasburg's streak of being in the groove. I mean, the rain coming down, it's got to be slippery, right?
Now, are you bunting it towards the third base line because the third baseman is too far back, or are you asking Strasburg to field the ball? Those are two different things, too.
It also depends where the defense is positioned. Not to mention, he's incredibly hard to bunt against.
Well, I just watched the game last night. I'm like, Well, at least having a hard time generating offense.
You were reaching. You were reaching. A lot of people were reaching in the crowd, too, Brad. A lot of people were calling for bunts and things like that.
They were trying to draw walks. I mean, you saw some of the fake bunting going on up there to try to rattle him.
He was efficient.
And you saw them, you know, stepping out, trying to mess with his rhythm. He was the Iceman. There was nothing you could do.
I think the first 20 batters he faced, of course, 15 first pitch strikes. So he started out, you walked up and you were 0-1. It was as simple as that, whether you were swinging or taking it. And they're a team that likes to take a lot of pitches, but you know, if you only got three or four to take, he's going to get you out of there. He did that last night.
In Rockford, it's Nick. He's on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. So my question is, huge Cubs fan, so my question is, you know, if we lose tonight, you know, what does that mean for the season? Do we still
it's over.
The season as success?
Yeah, if you lose tonight, the season's over and you start watching football.
Fair enough, but I mean, do we see the team as a success?
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah, you can answer that question. What do you think?
Has it been a successful year for you if they lose tonight?
Man, I'd be really disappointed. I don't think so.
Of course.
All right. Well, those are different things. They could both be true. It could be a successful season about which you're bummed.
Do you feel like there need to be changes need to be made for next year?
Like what?
Such as?
They're going to buy pitching every year, yeah, but they bought pitching at the trade deadline with Q.
And they're always looking for bullpen help.
I agree with the bullpen. The bullpen, I think, has been the Achilles heel so far.
But no matter, even when it's good.
Yeah. You got to switch your bullpen up.
MLB teams going into the offseason are always looking for pitching, always looking for bullpen help.
Right.
And usually, it looks like you should probably trade for it in season instead of trying to buy it in the offseason.
Yeah, what other changes are you talking about?
That was it. I don't know if we need to bring in another bat. That wouldn't be the case. I think we have the offense for against any team. I really think it's the bullpen. But like I was saying, I don't know in the area if you think that if we lose, it's a failure this season.
We just discussed that. We just did that part of it. Now,
be careful out there in Rockford, Nick.
Yeah. What is it? The fifth most dangerous city in America?
I said third in transition. Fifth. I apologize for knocking you guys down a couple of notches. Be careful out there, man.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves scored 10 goals this past weekend in Texas. With three of the top 10 scorers in the league, the Wolves return home this Saturday for the home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Cubs facing elimination tonight in Washington in Game 5 of the NLDS. Kyle Hendricks will take on Gio Gonzalez. Ben Zobrist and Kyle Schwarber not in the starting lineup for this one. Albert Elmora Jr. and Javi Baez are. Meanwhile, the Yankees eliminated Cleveland from the playoffs last night. They'll face Houston in the ALCS. In football, Mitch Trubisky and the Bears prepping for Sunday's matchup in Baltimore against the Ravens. Kyle Long sat out of practice today. Head coach John Fox said it was a planned maintenance day for him, though he is dealing with an ankle injury. Thursday night football tonight, Philadelphia at Carolina. Blackhawks hosting Minnesota at the UC tonight. Connor Murphy is back in the lineup. Nick Schmaltz still out with an upper body injury. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow finished the day down almost 32. The NASDAQ was down 12. S&P down 4. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And the radio home in the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break for those occasional trips into the city. With Metra and its rideshare partner Uber, you have door-to-door connections to or from a Metra station. First-time Uber users can use promo code METRAConnects to save up to $15 off their first Uber trip.
Little house cleaning, my bad. That wasn't a... It wasn't the Terror Squad. That was the Beat Nuts. I apologize. that was apologies to Psycho Less and Juju, I believe, right? Those are the...
That's
the,
right.
The Beat Nuts, yeah. Why is that in my head? Why do I know? Well, the Beat Nuts are pretty damn cool, but the
I tried to whisper it to you.
Yeah, Terror Squad. Terror Squad used to play with those flutes and stuff all the time, too. It was a lighter age of hip-hop, you know? Crazy Dominicans and Puerto Ricans running around making great beats.
What years are we talking about? It's like early 2000s?
Beat Nuts is like late 90s.
That was like 98. Watch Out Now was 98.
Yeah, yeah.
So are we talking like Dream Warriors out of Toronto?
I'm not
you remember
sure
them?
Of them.
That was a little earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure of the Dream Warriors. You know, got into a little dilated peoples back then as well.
That's a funny name.
It is a funny name. Pretty decent group, too.
So there's a lot of reaction to this Cubs lineup that has John Jay in left.
He's got a nice
leading
setup.
Off against a lefty. So
there's something John, well, Joe
something
knows.
Something Joe must know, I guess. Well, Michael,
can we get the split?
Wheaton is on the score. Hello, Michael.
Hey, hi. My lineup is close to what Madden has, but I think he's got a couple of mistakes that he made. I had Jay in center, Hap second base, batting second, Bryant, Rizzo, Contreras, Addison, Ben Zobrist in left, Hendricks pitching, and he would be batting eighth, and then Almora. I put Almora ninth because if he gets on base, you got speed, and you got John Jay then right behind him. And I think by having Baez in the lineup, who looked awful yesterday with no intensity, ran really slow. I don't know why he's back in the
no intensity.
That he should have struck out harder.
That might be one of the most individually intense baseball players I've ever seen.
All right, the proper intensity. The
proper
over-jealous.
Michael, nobody had any intensity yesterday because everyone picked up a bat to go sit right back down because Steven Strasburg was doing it.
It's hard to be intense when you're getting a proctology exam.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's you know that feeling, right, Michael?
Yeah, you can't. It's not a matter of intensity or the proper intensity.
You're supposed to get those at like 35, right? And my doctor was like, you don't need that. That's a myth. You know, these days you can tell by a lot of other factors rather than putting the sweet pinky places you don't want it to be. So I'm like, African American men are supposed to get
even
it
more
at
important.
35 and other people are supposed to get it at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he just wants me to walk around with whatever I got.
Maybe he just thought you wanted it a little too badly.
No, I was sweating it.
Mr. Goff, this is the dentist.
Why are you bent over?
This is Mariano's.
Stop. I'm at the meat counter looking for a little something. Nah, you got to remember that show. Well, it was one of the more memorable ones when I was like thinking about it the entire show a couple of years ago. And I was like, I got to go get this done. You know, because my grandfather had prostate cancer.
Well,
Oh,
come on. If you had a family history, go get it done.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, though. I went in, and I'm already, you know, I'm like, hey, doc, I bought my Econo, you know, bottle of lube, you know. Like, I got this
you
for you.
You had that already.
Right.
On.
It's already half open. Right. You know, we're
brought
good.
Brought it. You didn't.
But, dude, I asked the dude, and he goes, yeah, you know, you don't have to worry about that right now.
You might want to get a second opinion on that.
And then he like didn't work at the office after that, like 2 weeks later.
This segment brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain, call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Chris Coughlin is going to join us in just a bit. The former Cub is going to talk about his former team and what they have in front of them tonight.
And top of the hour, we're going to help you out with your awful fantasy team. Are we still going to do that? We're going to scrap that. All right, so no fantasy talk top of the hour. I was wondering if we were going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We see people that want to talk about Baez and his plate discipline. Apparently, this is a new thing. And Gio Gonzalez and the bullpen. A lot of Cubs stuff. A whole lot of Cubs bleep coming at you right here on 670 The Score.
Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 till 9, it's do or die time. Game 5 tonight. We're getting you ready for this huge final matchup between the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Nationals. It's the NLDS. Plus, don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call. It's right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 6. Do not miss the game, Cub fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
We have the meats.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And this fall, you can fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's fall asleep sale that's going on right now.
And you haven't seen the latest in sleep technology until you've been into your nearby Mattress Firm. And when I say nearby, it's like probably right next door or down the street. There are over 100 Mattress Firm stores in the Chicagoland area. And right now, the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice is all the rave. It cools you every night. Seriously, it'll honestly astonish you as to how cold this mattress is to touch, and it offers an unmatched level of support and indulgent comfort. You'll want to hug it, and it'll hug your body right back.
0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest-free, and with the holidays fast approaching, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends and family, because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you can get another mattress for 50% off. Maybe you want one for yourself, or maybe one of your kids needs one. This is a fantastic opportunity right now. It's the fall asleep sale at
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I make sure my family's always stylish, and all I want in return are those three little words.
Thank you, Mom.
Nope.
All on sale?
Yes.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get 30% off your entire purchase at Old Navy's thank you event.
30% off everything? Even jeans, sweaters, and jackets?
30% off all of it. And Old Navy card members get 40% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
I heard that.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10/11 to 10/15. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry today only, and two-day only deals. 40% off are subject to credit approval. See stores for details and exclusions.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? You can afford Sleep Number. You can't afford another mediocre night's sleep. And right now, get free home delivery on select beds during our fall sale. Plus, our Queen C2 mattress is now only $699. Save $200. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Now strong. Than ever. Visit us at
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Stop. Wingstop.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's one game and you go home. We, you know, since I've been here, we're 2-0, or I guess more than that, but it'd be 4-0 in those games. So, you know, back's against the wall. We gotta go to their place and do it. And it's, you know, it's an elimination game. Anything could happen. You gotta roll with it. And, you know, hopefully we're on the winning side.
The money players are the most important people in these elimination games, and I know about small sample sizes and all those other things, but you wanted Bryant and Rizzo to be Bryant and Rizzo yesterday. At least I wanted them to be that in a big moment, in a big at-bat, and especially that last turn where Strasburg was getting ready to go because the pitch count was getting a little bit high. You wanted Bryant and Rizzo to be Bryant and Rizzo, and they turned out to be lesser than Steven Strasburg in that moment, which the entire Cubs lineup was. Tonight, you get that against Gio Gonzalez. I'll take that. I'll take that.
It's your top starter against their number three starter.
Right.
Right.
But that lineup is pretty good. And if they take enough pitches, and no matter how well, or is it well or good in that moment?
How well
Kyle Hendricks pitches, if he's up to 95 pitches in the sixth inning, you got to go calling somebody.
Yeah, his efficiency is going to be significant. His pitch count is going to be significant. And if they're
fouling off pitches, yep. and you know, not even touching them up, but fouling off pitches and getting 5 and 6 pitch at bats, and especially in the heart of their lineup, I worry because that first call that is made in the sixth or seventh inning, you're not sure about.
Here is Joe in Algonquin on The Score. What's up, Joe?
Hey, just wanted to get your guys' thoughts. First of all, I want to say I love Javi, but 2 or 3 times watching a game pitch by pitch, I wanted to send the take sign in myself. Just wanted to know if I was alone or see what your guys' thoughts are.
Well, that's what he is, though, Joe. I mean, yep. He's the same guy that was the co-MVP of the NLCS last year. By the way, why don't they give out MVP trophies for the divisional series? Or not trophies, but name a guy an MVP.
I don't know.
Like that, I mean, is it not important enough?
Probably isn't.
Yeah?
We get some breaking news here. This is from the Dallas Morning News. The NFL has just won this round against Ezekiel Elliott. The Fifth Circuit has vacated Ezekiel Elliott's preliminary injunction, and the Eastern District of Texas has to dismiss the case. That means his 6-game suspension is back on and could start after the bye. Now, Ezekiel Elliott's side will have to refile, and the process starts over in New York. So at least temporarily, the suspension is back on.
Yeah, if you're Jerry Jones, you're probably telling Ezekiel Elliott a few different things. But, yeah, you might want to just tell him to eat that if they know that they're running out of appeals.
West Side, this is Jackson on The Score. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, I think one of you guys said something about how you trade for bullpen help in the offseason.
No, in season.
Yeah, in season's the best time to do it because there's a lot of mistakes that are made because a guy was good the year before.
I understand that, but I was watching that Yankees-Indians game. Mm-hmm. Couldn't help but thinking how amazing our bullpen would be if we had signed Chapman and still traded for Wade Davis.
He wasn't going to sign here.
Well, you know, Chapman lost his job around the All-Star break. I mean, Chapman was still feeling the effects of what happened last postseason as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, on the Yankees, he's throwing off-speed now as opposed to when he was on the
He's throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I believe of the 60 highest, the fastest pitches this postseason, he has 40 of them.
Yeah, and he didn't want to be a Cub.
Right.
He's pitching.
He's where he wants to be.
We knew it when it happened that he was going to go back there, right?
Yeah.
And Wilmette, Ethan, you're on WSCR. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ethan.
All right, so I just got a couple points I want to hint on. And so, first of all, I'm looking at the lineup right now, and you got two lefties hitting against a left-handed pitcher. And I mean, like, Hayward, he's not hitting a lick. John Jay's not hitting a lick. And then you got... The other problem I have is Bryant is still hitting at the top of the order. And yesterday,
where do you want to put Bryant?
He's still Chris Bryant.
Yeah, where do you want to put him?
He's still Chris Bryant, but out of the three hung curveballs that Strasburg had yesterday,
he's still Chris Bryant.
Ethan, come on, man. Where do you want to bat him? Sixth?
No, I want to put him fourth or fifth so he can have the power to. Who you, home runs,
he at no point did he has he ceased to be Chris Bryant.
Yeah, he's just having to go. I mean, he had a bad.
He's
time
not allowed to have a bad game with a great pitcher.
I mean, the whole series has been rough for him.
He is still Chris Bryant.
So you don't believe? So what?
You base a lineup on what you've seen in the most recent game?
No, the whole series.
So that your sample size is a series.
So you'd have him fifth or sixth. Who would you have second?
I would like to see Almora second.
Almora has that one hit, right? No, I'm talking about. I thought he was 0-for-10 last postseason, if I'm not mistaken.
He's hitting 340 against lefties.
So you trust Albert Almora more so than the reigning NL MVP?
I guess that's a good point. I have one more question.
But he had to remind you that he was at the reigning NL MVP? Had a nearly equal offensive season this year?
It's all good, Ethan.
I'm just kind of at a loss right now.
I know. I mean, Steven Strasburg'd you.
Yeah.
That's all.
And my one other point is C.J. Edwards, I don't think you can place full blame on him because he's thrown every game this series.
Yeah. Well, when I saw that go up on the video board, how he's made an appearance in every game of the series, I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize. I mean,
that Joe's level of trust was quite there.
That he doesn't trust anyone else.
That's the thing, and because there's a huge spread between my belief in C.J. Edwards, apparently, and Joe's belief in C.J. Edwards. And maybe Joe just sees stuff I don't see or thinks he's better than I think he is, but I think
he roots for him the same way he roots for Javi Baez.
Yeah, I get itchy.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got that thing for Javi where when Javi comes through, there's a different vibe, a different feeling for him. I think he has the same thing for CJ.
We've got more calls to take. And so when can we declare this de facto Cubs pregame? When is it okay enough in your world, Jason Goff?
4:30.
At 4:30
or
right
so.
Right before Chris Coughlin
We can flip the switch into Cubs pre.
All right, we got everything covered for you at Nationals Park as Bruce Levine and David Schuster are out there.
It's a big day, man. It's a big day.
You're ready to declare this a big game like that Hawks caller years ago?
Yeah, right. Game 7.
Playoff game 7.
It's a big one.
I think it's a big game for the Hawks.
It's a big game. I don't know how Cubs fans feel right now, and we're taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767.
Yeah, let's get previous caller, by the way, who was talking about how should we feel. Sometimes I feel comfortable saying how you should feel. Sometimes I don't. But I just want you to keep in mind.
What's that?
What Theo Epstein said this was going to be, what he said it was going to be, and how have that perspective try to inform your feelings.
Reservations every year.
Yeah, that's
to the best restaurant.
Yeah, we'll get to it. That's on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
On the next 48 hours.
Every time we take a step in this case, it gets weirder and weirder.
Two doctors and their wild plan for murder.
Lee and Jacob tried to hire me as a hitman.
Did he give you $2,500?
Yeah, he paid the $2,500.
In cash?
Yes. He actually was excited about the whole thing.
I felt like I was talking to Satan himself.
I take no pleasure having to interview with 48 hours about this.
An all-new 48 hours, Saturday on CBS.
Work. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Boers and Bernstein.
I enjoyed that show. This one, not so much. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We're taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Looking forward to talking to former Cub Chris Coughlin next hour because we chatted it up with him. Was it last week we talked to Chris? It was fun doing that.
2 weeks ago, right?
2 weeks ago?
I think so.
Last week was Hamble, right? Was that this week?
I lose track.
I'm all messed up.
I know, me too. In Lake Villa, Aaron is on The Score. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you guys, listen. I want to talk about the lineup, but Jason, right before the break, you asked how Cub fans are feeling. I want to let you know it's a nervous energy. Is it crazy that I'm actually thinking about DVRing the game and because I can't watch it live?
However you want to process it. But what do you mean? Like, will you find out the outcome?
I would turn my phone off. I would shut off every electronical tablet.
So what's watching it later going to do then?
Avoid the nervous stress of wanting to puke for 3.5 hours.
But you
at some point you have to confront it.
Right, but if you don't know what happened, you're still going to want to puke, though, right? It'd just be at a later time.
A little, maybe, yeah, slightly.
All right, that I gotta tell you, I don't get that one.
You don't want to wake up the family? Like,
I understand delayed gratification, but delayed nausea doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
No, what I mean, Dan, is it's so hard for me to enjoy these games.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. I love the Cubs so much. I grew up with these guys, so it's, you know, watching them.
You won the World Series last year.
Right.
I know. It doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah, it does. Sure, it does.
Sure, maybe a little bit.
Sure, it does.
Because he's not thinking about those moments for those 3 hours.
No, I'm with Aaron on this one. It makes it worse.
Yeah, he's not thinking about those moments.
Maybe not worse, but it's just as bad this year.
It's a different level of it. The last time I felt that way about a game was probably the NFC Championship game. It's the last time I felt like, no, from start to finish. I did pregame with Matt Bowen, and I ended up picking the Bears, even though I thought the Packers would win, because I'm like, you know, the closer I got to, I'm like, Bears might win. And then from kickoff to the end of that football game, and of course with the Jay stuff that happened, I'm like, oh, this is excruciating. So having to watch that pitch by, and then waiting a minute and a half between each one of those excruciating moments, it's not fun, but you're tricking yourself into thinking it's fun.
Berwin and Mike on the score.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You got it?
Man, I want to talk about Wade Davis.
Okay.
Wade Davis.
Man. All right, we appreciate your call, Mike. Let's get to the next guy.
Why?
I got no time for that. let's go. Be ready to fire.
John,
simple as that.
Fox Lake, you're on the score.
Oh, my God, I got to follow that. You know, I don't understand Cub